Well, I've been involved since I've been here in meetings with government officials about the humanitarian situation. I will be heading to the Donetsk region tomorrow, where I'll get to see for myself the situation of some of the IDPs on the ground.
Do you have security guarantees? Because I understand there's still fighting going on in the Donetsk region.
Well, it's a large region, and I think it's very important for me to be able to see what is happening. Obviously, the humanitarian situation in the country has deteriorated quite rapidly, and what we need to do is to be able to look at ways in which we can support the Ukrainian authorities in the delivery of humanitarian assistance to the 190,000, people that we think are currently displaced.
In your talks with the government officials, have you raised the question of ceasefire? And what would you like to see the government do to alleviate the suffering, given that there is a conflict going on?
I would like all the parties that are involved in this conflict to remember that it is ordinary people who suffer the most when you have conflict, and we've seen this in far too many countries across the world going on for far too long. So please remember the people, put the people first, and I hope that the political talks that are going on will lead to some kind of cessation of violence and a ceasefire.
Who exactly have you talked to in the government?
I have spoken to the Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister, to the Foreign Minister, and also to other officials.
Have you talked at all about the humanitarian convoy, the Russian convoy that apparently entered Ukraine without the permission of the government?
The whole issue of the convoys is being handled by the ICRC. The United Nations has not had any involvement in those discussions. You will have seen a statement today from the ICRC where they have said that the trucks crossed without being accompanied by the ICRC because last night they were so concerned about the security situation on the ground.
We know that many UN agencies are helping people on the ground. UNHCR, UNICEF, WHO announced a plan to help with health system and health issues. Can we expect a bigger humanitarian plan for Ukraine? As far as I know, you need the permission of the country, or actually a request by the country to do that.
We currently have a preliminary response plan for Ukraine, requesting some $33.3 million from our donors to assist our humanitarian response in a number of areas, including water and sanitation, the provision of shelter, health, education, to give an example of just four areas. Should the situation deteriorate further, obviously we will need to review that plan. In the discussions that I have had with the Ukrainian government, the discussions have been very positive with respect to ways in which we can work together to meet the humanitarian needs of people on the ground.